From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, a story about the Bratz Pack. This has nothing to do with Frank Sinatra or even Molly Ringwald. The Bratz Pack is a group of fashion dolls that's become one of the hottest-selling toys this year. They've replaced Barbie in the hearts of millions of girls. And the Bratz brand has become a retailing powerhouse. But, as NPR's Elaine Corey reports, some people don't like the doll's edgy style and extravagant makeup.
Ask any parent of a girl from, say, 5 to 15, and the odds are good that they know about Bratz. Saturation marketing on kids' TV has given these dolls, Chloe, Dana, Jade, Sasha, and Yasmin, enviable name recognition.
The girls with a passion for fashion. Bratz.
That's Bratz with a Z. These are also the teenage girls with attitude. They clearly know how hot they are with their big doe eyes and lush pouty lips. They wear skimpy tops, platform boots, and tons of glitz. And they've propelled their maker, MGA Entertainment, into the stratosphere. CEO Isaac Larian is a 49-year-old Iranian who came to the U.S. as a teenager to make his fortune. He can't believe the Bratz success.
Not only in USA, it's a worldwide phenomenon. It's number one selling fashion doll in Tokyo, Japan, in Dubai, and in Israel, and in Australia, worldwide.
Larian says the brand and its licensees will pull in $3 billion this year. He got the idea for Bratz when his own daughter, Yasmin, for whom one of the dolls is named, outgrew Barbie. The dolls are manufactured in a wide range of skin tones that boost their multicultural appeal.
A girl here can be Yasmin, and she could be Hispanic. A girl in Dubai can be Yasmin, and she can be Middle Eastern. The appeal is to the girl's imagination.
Toy testers say the Bratz encourage dress-up and role-play among their target audience, girls 6 and up. But the roles seem a bit limited to movie star, model, or disco diva.
They are a little much. Some have a lot of makeup on. Most of them do. I don't know.
At this Toys R Us store east of San Francisco, Bratz have a whole aisle to themselves and their line of accessories, including the $99 runway disco. Asia Range, a stylish 21-year-old, is considering a Bratz for a special preteen she knows, but she's not sure about the materialistic message they send.
It's the American image. It's what they want our kids to see all this stuff as young as they can, because that way they're already customers. They're already going to want the nicest, trendiest clothes.
Nearby, Denise Johnson, an African-American and mother of 7-year-old Imani Witt, says she loves the multi-ethnicity of the dolls, and that convinced her to buy some for her daughter.
At first I thought, you know, well, this is probably a little bit too fast for a 7-year-old, but it's just the whole thing of being a star and the clothing, and she likes to do a lot of the dress-up. So I think it depends on how you raise them. You know, you don't want them going out dressing like the Bratz dolls at school, of course, but I think they're better than Barbie, actually.
It's true that Bratz dolls are more anatomically correct than Barbie ever was, and their exaggerated facial features and oversized heads are pretty cartoonish. In fact, the Bratz Pack girls are already learning their lines for an animated feature film due to be released next year. Elaine Corey, NPR News.